This is State House Week, a look back at events of the South Carolina Legislature. I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina ETV Radio. The appointment of Susan Alford, Governor Haley's choice to head the state's child welfare agency, is sailing through the state Senate. Alford would lead the embattled Department of Social Services, DSS, where overwhelming caseloads and too few caseworkers may have led to neglect, and in some cases, the deaths of children in the DSS system. Alford told senators this week she plans to implement a far-reaching management plan centered around caseworkers.
Because I really believe truly that staff at DSS do not want to put children in unsafe situations. I do believe that. But I also, when I hear this, it's a call to action to me.
DSS is in the process of hiring more than 200 new child services caseworkers. Ethics reform for members of the General Assembly is getting a lot of attention this year. The House of Representatives has already passed three reform measures, including one that calls for an outside party to handle complaints against legislators. Currently, the House and Senate each have their own ethics committees to deal with any complaints. The Senate, always protective of its own rules and traditions, may not be as inclined to allow any type of outside scrutiny of its members. Senator John Corson, a 30-year veteran of the Senate from Columbia and a member of the Senate Ethics Committee, made the case this week that over the years, the Senate has handled such matters well.
We have done our duty. And as far as a fox guard in the hen house, I think of the Senate Ethics Committee and the Senate itself as being a guardian of what's right for the Palmetto State, and we have done our duty. And instead of the fox guard in the hen house, I like to think of us as being a Marine Corps rifle squad protecting the American embassy.
Exactly how ethics complaints against lawmakers will be handled in the future is expected to be a point of contention between the House and Senate this session. Last year, the General Assembly approved the use of marijuana extract oil, known as CBD oil, for the treatment of severe forms of epilepsy in children. This year, the two lawmakers who played key roles in the passage of that law say they plan to try and broaden it to allow for the legal growing, controlled distribution, and expanded medical use of marijuana. For the past months, Beaufort Senator Tom Davis and Dorchester County Representative Jenny Horn have led a medical marijuana study committee looking at the issue. According to Senator Davis, now that the state has made it legal for limited use, patients need easier access to CBD oil.
I think the General Assembly has spoken on that issue. As I said earlier, I think that a logical inference is that if you're going to authorize doctors to allow it to be used, there's got to be a way for South Carolinians to get the product in South Carolina. It doesn't make any sense to, let them be to the tender mercies of the internet or other states. I think it's incumbent upon us to make available that which we said is permissible.
And Representative Horn says it's clear to her that the public favors additional opportunities for the drug to be prescribed as a treatment.
Obviously, there is a lot of demand from the public to give them the opportunity to make these decisions with their physician and try an alternative treatment, if you will, because traditional drugs have not helped them.
State health officials and law enforcement, however, have told the Medical Marijuana Study Committee they have concerns about broadening the existing law. State House Week, a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join me again next Friday for a look at events of the South Carolina Legislature.